Wir holden daf Yutes Samar Aleph, the Mishnah. Beishamai Yomrim, Beishamai says, Mevi'in Shlomim. On Yom Tif, you're allowed to bring a korban Shlomim, V'yein Soimchen Aleim, but you can't make a smicha. There's a mitzvah by a Shlomim to make a smicha, that means the Bailam has to put his two hands on top of the head of the animal with all his koichai, like Kamat will put his whole body on top of the animal. That's called like a shavus, you'd be mishtamish using the animal. Shabbat Shammai says it's not doich Yom Tif, you're not allowed to do it on Yom Tif. You can't make the smicha on Yom Tif. Avoloi oilis. But a carbon oila that's completely burnt, you have nothing to eat from it, that you're not allowed to bring at all on Yom Tif. Has bishleim ashlamim, ashlamim, part of the meat goes to the bailam can eat from it. So therefore, as a heter of mitoich, that since you're shechting to eat for yourself, you're allowed to do it. But a carbon oila that you have nothing to eat from it, it's cool, I talked to, the whole thing is burnt, you can't bring it on Yom Tif, that's by Shammai's halacha. Beisilu says though, Mevi'in Shlomim V'Oilois V'Soimchir Aleim. No, you're allowed to bring both of them on Yom Tif. You could bring a carbon oila, you could bring a carbon shlomim, and when you bring the shlomim, you could even make the smicha also. Heisiyol, there's a chiyuv to make the smicha, and the smicha is also deich Yom Tif. So we'll see in the Gemara exactly about which type of an oila, which type of a shlomim we're talking about. So Oma Ula says like this, Machleikis, where's the Machleikis V'Shamim Beisilu? If you could bring a carbon oiler or not on Yom Tif, or else could you make the smicha on a carbon shlomim? The shal mechagiga. The machlokes says by the shlomim you're bringing al sechayvus of Yom Tif. Shal mechagiga. That means on Yom Tif itself there's a chiyuv to bring the carbon shlomim in order to have meat teed on Yom Tif. That's called shal mechagiga. So there's a chiyuv to bring the shlomim today, and lismech. Still, Beishamai says you're not allowed to make the smicha on such a carbon shlomim, but to bring it you're allowed to. The oila is really korev, and the machlokes is the korban oila that Beisil is matir. It's not a regular korban oila, like in a neder and a dova. It's the korban oila that is a chay for on Yom Tov. On Yom Tov, the chay to bring a korban oila is riyah. When you go to Yom Tov, to go to a regular, you have to bring a korban riyah with you. So according to Beis Shammai, you can only bring this korban during Chol HaMoed. On Yom Tov itself, you can't bring it. And Beisil says no. On Yom Tov, you're allowed to bring this korban oila, but only this. Where there's a chayiv to bring it today. The Beis Shammai Sarvi, Beis Shammai holds, the pasuk says, V'chagoyse moisoi chag l'Hashem. You should make a chag l'Hashem. So it means on Yom Tov bring the korban. So Beis Shammai holds, chagiga in oilas rialoi. The Torah was only matter, V'chagoyse moisoi to bring the korban chagiga, which is a korban shlomim, that you're allowed to bring today on Yom Tov. Ma'ashenke, the korban oila, even though it's an oilas ria, that there's a chayiv to bring it because of Yom Tov, but on Chol HaMoed, not on Yom Tov itself. Since there's nothing to teach from it on Yom Tov, you have no right to make the Shechita on Yom Tov. That's Beis Shammai Shita. Ubei Tilo Sari, Beis Tilo holds no. The Postik says, V'chagoy Samoy Sechag L'Hashem. L'Hashem means Kol De L'Hashem. Anything that's L'Hashem. So according to Ula, we're only adding that the Korban Oila, that there's a chiyuv to bring today, any korban that you have a chiyuv to bring, machmas Yom Tov, according to Beis Hillel, you're allowed to bring it on Yom Tov. But only a korban oilas riya. Avo nedorim and nedovois, but let's say stam, you have a neder. You made a promise you'll bring a korban. Or nedova, you said harezu. You want to bring a korban nedova. So this does not have to be brought today on Yom Tov. It can be brought a week later, a week earlier. There's no chiyuv to bring it on Yom Tov. So then Ula holds that Divrei Hakol, both Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai both agree that ein kareven b'Yom Tov. The locker is then you're not allowed to bring it on Yom Tov. You cannot even bring a korban shlomim if it's not a chayv, it's not a shal mechagiga, a regular korban shlomim that's a nedava. A nedava you're not allowed to bring on Yom Tov, even though you have meat to eat from it. You're allowed to eat the meat from it. Still, Ula holds that according to Beis Hillel, you're not allowed to bring a neder on Yom Tov because wait till after Yom Tov. You don't have to bring it today. Wait till later. Ah, you're having some meat, but there's also some meat you're not going to eat. There's also some part that's burnt. So therefore, it's not kedai. You're not allowed to bring the korban shlomim on Yom Tov. That's the way Ula learns. V'chein omer ravada barava. That nedorim or nedovis and kareven b'Yom Tov. You're not allowed to bring a neder or nedover on Yom Tov. So when the Mishnah says, according to Beis Hillel, you can bring a korban oila, it does not mean any korban oila. It only means a korban oila's riya that you have a chiyuv to bring it as Yom Tov. So the chayvus of Yom Tov, that you're allowed to bring on Yom Tov. But any other korban, you're not allowed to bring on Yom Tov. For the Gemara, Meisiv, I have a kash from this. That Omer Reb Shimon ben Elazar, Lo'nech l'ku Beis Shammai Beis Hillel. There's no argument between Moshe and Beis Hillel al oila she'ena shel yomtiv she'ena kareva b'yomtiv, that if the oila is not from the korban of yomtiv, you're not allowed to bring it. In other words, not a korban oilas riya, for sure you're not allowed to bring. V'yal shlomim she'en shel yomtiv shel kareven, the shal mechagiga that you bring him because of yomtiv, even Beis Shammai agrees you're allowed to bring it b'yomtiv. Al man nechluku, where is the machlokes Beis Shammai Beis Hillel? Al oila she'isha yomtiv, on a korban oilas riya, true. The korban oilas you have to bring because of yomtiv, that there Beis Shammai says no and Beis Hillel says yes. But also v'yal shlomim she'enam shel yomtiv, a korban shlomim that stam anedava, stam aneder, you don't have to bring a b'teres yomtiv. Stam, you want to bring a shlomim today on yomtiv. There's the machlokes. She Beis Shammai yomrim lo yovi, you're not allowed to bring a korban shlomim stam or a korban oilas riya. O Beis Hillel yomrim yovi, Beis Hillel says yes, you're even allowed to bring a korban shlomim, not a shal mechagiga, a regular shlomim and a neder and a dover. So the kasha and the man yom before, they said not like this. Ula and Rav Ada Barava both said no, that a regular korban shlomim, even Beis Hillel agrees you're not allowed to bring. He's only be mater a shal mechagiga. And here the bride Reb Shimon says no, even a regular shlomim, that's not a shal mechagiga, you're also allowed to bring according to Beis Hillel. So Chura, this Tana Reb Shimon is a kasha on Ula. Ula is an Amora. How could he argue on this Tana? So Gemara says, Torah tiritz v'yema. Like, let's answer, change around a little bit what Rabbi Shimon meant to say. V'yema hocha, let's say like this. That Omer Rabbi Shimon ben Eloza. You know what Rabbi Shimon ben Eloza really meant to say? He meant to say like this. Lo nechluku, there's no machlekes, they don't argue. Beis Shammai Beis Hillel al oila, u'shlomim she'enim she'yomtiv, she'en kreivim b'yomtiv. A regular shlomim, which is only in a neder and a dova, you're not allowed to bring on yomtiv. Even Beis Hillel agrees to that. V'yal shlomim shein shal yomtiv shekrevim v'yomtiv. But a shal mechagiga, a shlomim that you bring in today because of yomtiv, there's a chayv, a chiyuv to bring a korban shal mechagiga on yomtiv, that you are allowed to bring it on yomtiv. Even Beis Shammai agrees to this, like it says in our Mishnah. So shlomim is much better, because the shlomim has an achila. The bailim and the kayin is allowed to eat from it. Al man nechleku, where is the machlekes? Al oila shishal yomtiv. Like it says in our Mishnah, like Ulu learns. Only a korban oilas riyah. The korban oilas that there's a chiyuv to bring because of yomtiv. She Beis Shammai omrim lo yovi, still you're not allowed to bring it. A korban oilas, you don't eat from it, you're not allowed to bring it. The pasuk says only the chagoysa moysa chag l'ashem, chagoysa means a korban chagiga. Only the shlomim you could bring, not the korban oilas. O Beis Hillel omrim, Beis Hillel says no yovi, yes, you're allowed to bring this korban oilas. The korban oilas riyah, since there's a chiyuv to bring it today, for yomtiv, you're allowed to bring it. According to Beis Shammai, you have to wait the Chol HaMoed to bring it. You can't bring it on Yom Tov. So mainly you could answer that even Shimon ben Elazar also means the way Ula learns Pshat in our Mishnah. Then the Gemara says no, that Rabbi Yosi, former Rabbi Yosi says, Tanoi, Shakalta, Miyama, Tanoi. Like you can't find the Machlokes Tanoi, and you have to change around the Shimon ben Elazar. In other words, there's other Shittas Tanoim. So mainly it's not a Kashan Ula. True, Ula is not saying like a Shimon ben Elazar. But I'll find you other Tanoim that hold like Ula. So then it's not a kasha on Ula. Ula can't argue on a Tana. But if it's a Machlokes Tanoim, then Ula is allowed to hold like one Tana. So true, Rav Shimon ben Elazar, that Tana disagrees with Rav Elazar. He holds that even on a regular Korban Shlomim, we have Beis Hillel as Matir. But I'll bring you other Tanoim that hold like Ula. The Tanya will learn like this. Shlomim haboyim machmes yomtiv. A Korban Shlomim, that's a shal mechagiga. That there's a chiyuv to bring because of yomtiv. The yomtiv, on yomtiv, Beis Shammai yomrim seimech aleim. May Erev Yomtiv, Beis Shammai says, you're not allowed to make the smich on Yomtiv. Make the smich Erev Yomtiv. The Bailim should put his hands on top of the animal before Yomtiv. V'shoichten v'yomtiv. And then you're allowed to make the shchiter on Yomtiv. Since it's a shal mechagiga, and a shlomim, the Bailim does eat from it, so therefore it's mutter to bring it on Yomtiv. O Beis Hillel says, soimech aleim v'yomtiv. No, you're even allowed to make the smich on Yomtiv, you can make the smicha. V'shoichten v'yomtiv. And you're, of course, allowed to make the shechiter on yomtiv. That's by regular shlomim, or shal mechagiga. Avon nedarim and nedavos, but by nedarim and nedavos, halacha is, tevrehako leinkreivim v'yomtiv. Everybody holds, both Beis Shammai and both Beis Hillel holds, you cannot bring it on yomtiv. So it comes out, you see, there's a Tana here that holds the way Ula learns Pshana Mishnah. This Tana says clearly that even according to Beis Hillel, a regular neder or nedav, you're not allowed to bring on yomtiv. You can't bring a shlomim on yomtiv. The only type of shlomim you could bring is only a shal mechagiga that there's a chiyuv to bring today. And who Adin Beis Hillel holds that you could bring an Oilas Riyah today. Because he dashes the pasuk v'chagoyis l'moisa chag l'Hashem. L'Hashem means any korban that has to be brought today for the yomtiv, you're allowed to bring. So Meila Ula holds like this Tana. Now the Gemara says v'hani tanoi kani tanoi. This machlokes tanoim is like another machlokes tanoim we'll soon see. So far we have a machlokes tanoim, Reb Shimon ben Elazar, this Tana, if according to Beis Hillel you could bring other shlomim on yomtiv or not. So there's another machlokes like this. The Tanya we learned in the Braisa. Ein mevi'in toida b'chag ha-matzis. You're not allowed to bring a korban toida on Pesach. Why? Mifnei chomet shebo. Because a korban toida, you have to bring the lechem with it, the 40 lechems, and 10 of the 40 lechems are made from chomets. And you push it, you can't eat chomets on Pesach. Therefore, you're not allowed to bring a korban toida on Pesach. For loy b'yatzeris, who adin on Shavuos also, you're not allowed to bring a korban toida, mifnei shu yomtif, because it's yomtif. And this Tana holds, it's on Yom Tov, you're not allowed to bring a Korban Shlomim. As this Tana holds, the way Ula learns, the way this last Tana held, that on Yom Tov, you're not allowed to bring a regular Neder and a Dova. So a Korban Toid is sound like a Neder and a Dova, you cannot bring it on Yom Tov. Avo mevi odom toidose v'chag ha-sukkis. But on Sukkis, then you are allowed to bring the Korban Toid. Why is Sukkis different? So Gemara later is going to say it means on Chol HaMoed. And Rashi says, v'chag ha-sukkis means v'chol HaShemoed. On Chol HaMoed ha-sukkis, them shiti, you're allowed to bring kabonis. Then there's no Isser. So on Chol HaMoed, then you are allowed to bring a Neder and a Dova. So if you want to bring a Korban Shlomim or a Korban Toida on Chag HaSukkos, Chol HaMoed, you're allowed to bring it. But on Yom Tov itself, you're not allowed to. And on Chag HaPesach, you're also not allowed to because of Chametz. Now the Gemara later will explain what do you have to come on to Mishum Chametz. Typically on Pesach, you can't bring it. Mishum Yom Tov, not to bring it on Yom Tov. So Gemara later is going to say that it means a Chiddush even on Erev Pesach. Even on Erev Pesach, you're not allowed to bring a Korban Toida in the morning. Even though in the morning it's a weekday, but since with the Korban Toida, you have these 10 lechem that are made from chametz, and usually a Korban Toida, you're allowed to eat it the whole day. So if you're going to bring it on Erev Pesach, you can't eat the chametz after Chatzos. So you're taken away from the time that you would be allowed to eat this chametz. So therefore, you're bringing it lebeis apsul. Like let's say you don't eat the chametz by Chatzos, you're going to have to burn it, it's going to be like noiser. So therefore, we don't let you bring a Korban Toida even on Erev Pesach. So that's what this Braisa means. Pesach means on Erev Pesach, you can't bring it, Mifnei Chometz, like we'll see later. But this is the Tanakama, that you can't bring a Korban Shlomim, a Korban Toida, on Yom Tov, on Shavuos, or on Yom Tov. Rabbi Shimon, Noam Rabbi Shimon says, Harei Yuwayim, the Pesach says, Bechag HaMatzois, or Bechag HaShavuos, or Bechag HaSukkos. That means kol shebo b'chag ha-matzois, bo b'chag ha-shavuos, or b'chag ha-sukkos. Any korban that could be brought during Pesach could be brought during Shavuos or during Sukkos. V'chol shloi bo b'chag ha-matzois, any korban that cannot be brought on Pesach is ein bo b'chag ha-shavuos, b'chag ha-sukkos. It can't be brought b'chag ha-shavuos, b'chag ha-sukkos either. That's what Reb Shimon says. So we'll see in the Gemara exactly what he comes to add. What is he being moisif? Yeah, Reb Lezer Shimon says that mevi yodom todose b'chag ha-sukkos. A person is allowed to bring a korban toida on Sukkos. You could bring the shlomim on Sukkos. V'yoytze bo yidei chavose mishum simcha. You should know you'll be mekayim mitzvah simchas regel. What's the mitzvah simchas regel? Samasa b'chagecha. The mitzvah is to eat meat bizman the beis hamikdash of a korban. So since you're bringing a toida now, which is a korban shlomim really, on Sukkos, and you can eat the meat now on Yom Tov, so you mekayim mitzvah simchas Yom Tov. But you should know v'yein yoytze bo mishum chagiga. But you can't be mekayim mechayiv of a shal mechagiga. There's a chiyuv to bring a shal mechagiga on Yom Tov. Now that's a chiyuv to bring. And the klal is any time you have a chiyuv to bring a korban, you have to take a behemah that's chulin, that's not kaddish at all, and now bring this animal for your korban. So you want to bring it for a korban shalmi chagiga, take a behemah that's chulin, and bring it for shalmi chagiga. But here that you made this animal already for korban toida, it's not chulin, now when you bring it for the toida, which is a korban shlomim, you have in mind it should also be for the shalmi chagiga, you can't be mekayim yechayiv. In other words, any time you have a chiyuv to bring a korban, the korban has to start out to be chulin, to be nothing. And now you first make it hegdish. Whereas here, this korban was a korban toid already, now that you bring it on Yom Tov, you're not mekayim yechoy for shal mechagigam, you have to bring another korban shal mechagigam. But when you eat the meat though, lemaisa, you're having simcha, and it's a meat from a korban, so you could be mekayim mitzvah simcha seregel eating this meat. So Rav Lezer, Rav Shimon Pochen holds, you're allowed to bring a korban shlomim on Yom Tov. That's like what we had before. Oh, that's like before we had the Bashir Ben Elazar. So this is the son. So the son holds like his father. Yeah. Omar, now we'll explain this brisa. We just had a few sheep this year. The kids, so we see a machlekes. There is a machlekes here. If you could bring this toydu, this korban shlomim on Yom Tov or not, that's like the machlekes shlomim we had before. Now Omar, we just said before that ein mevien toydu v'chagamatzis. You're not allowed to bring this korban toydu, which has lechem, which is chametz. Mifnei chometz shabu, because it's chometz, you can't eat chometz on Pesach. For the more pshita, what are you telling me? Of course, you can't bring korban toida. The Av Minyan is talking about on Pesach itself, on Yom Tov itself. For sure you can't bring korban toida on Pesach, but there's chometz there. You're not allowed to have chometz on Pesach. So you can't bring korban toida. A korban toida has to have 40 lechems with it. And 10 of those 40 are chometz. So if you can't make it on Pesach, pshita, you can't bring the korban. So Amar Avada, Bered, Rav Yitzchok, V'yamri Lo, some say it's Rav Shmuel Bar Abba. We're talking about this price on Erev Pesach, the 14th day of Nisan. Erev Pesach. Uksava, this town holds, ein mevi'in kodeshim lebeis hapsul. You're not allowed to bring karbonis that you're taken away from the time that you would be allowed to eat it. And now if you don't eat these little mushroom here on Erev Pesach, you bring the toid in the morning. So in the morning, true, you're allowed to make the breads. Make the 10 lechems and achametz. But the lochr is now you have to finish eating it before chatzais. Usually, you could eat these lechems till the night time. So if it comes chatzos and didn't eat it, it's going to become nicer. So you're making these lechems become posel when really they shouldn't be posel. So therefore, you're not allowed to bring this korban on Erev Pesach. Because since the regular time, the korban toida has the time of a whole day to eat it. And now you're taken away from the day. You only allow to eat it until chatzos hayoyim. So since you're taking away the time to eat it, and maybe you may leave it over, and then it'll become nicer, nothing doing, you're not allowed to bring it. So therefore, this town holds you're not allowed to bring the korban toida even on Erev Pesach. Vayta, then the Tanakhama says, V'loi b'yatzeres, you cannot bring a korban toida on Shavuos on Yom Tov. Why? Mifnei shu Yom Tov. Heisal chometz, you're allowed to have chometz on Shavuos. But the issue is it's a Yom Tov. And on Yom Tov, this town holds, like Ula said in our Mishnah, according to Beis Hillel, you're not allowed to bring a korban shlomim on Yom Tov. You only can bring a shal mechagiga, but a regular neder and a dove, you're not allowed to bring on Yom Tov. So if we hold, you can't bring a korban toida on atzeres on Shavuos. Kisava, the Gemara says, nedarim and adavas, a regular korban neder and adav, even if it's a shlamim, ain't craven be Yom Tov. You should know you're not allowed to bring it on Yom Tov. Avo mevi yodim tadasa b'chagasukis. But then the Tanakhama says, you should know you're allowed to bring it on Chagasukis. You're allowed to bring a korban toida on Chagasukis. For the Gemara Amos, when are we talking about? When on Sukkis could you bring it? Elaim, if you want to tell me, be Yom Tov Atzma, on Yom Tov itself, you're allowed to bring it. Ivo Armit, the Tanakam itself just got finished saying, V'loi b'yatzeres, that you're not allowed to bring a korban toida on Shavuos itself. Why? Mifnei shu Yom Tov, because it's a Yom Tov. So you see, this Tana holds on Yom Tov, you're not allowed to bring a neder and a dovum. Only the Shal Mechagiga. But a regular korban toida, you're not allowed to bring on Yom Tov. So how could this Tana say that on Sukkis you're allowed to bring it? Like, why is Sukkis different? Sukkis is also a Yom Tov. Ela, we're talking about now, b'chol shemayit. Havad, that's what the Tanakhama says, you can bring the korban toida on Sukkis. Havad, it means on chol shemayit shesukkis. Chol shemayit shesukkis, treat this mutter to do it. Now, Reb Shimon says, harehu oimer v'chag hamatzois or v'chag hashuos or v'chag hasukkis. Reb Shimon says, there's a hekish, always says in the posuk, chag hamatzois, chag hashuos, chag hasukkis. So he dashens that, kol shebo v'chag hamatzois. Any korban that you could bring during Pesach is bo b'chag Shavuos. Could be brought during Shavuos or b'chag Sukkis. Other b'chol shaloi bo b'chag Matzis. Any korban you're not allowed to bring during Pesach, the locher is ainay bo b'chag Shavuos. It cannot be brought during Shavuos or b'chag Sukkis. So now, what does he mean to say? L'chur, what it means to say is that just like on Pesach, notice if he means to say it can be brought on Yom Tov itself, pshita, that's the Tanakhama. Tanakhama also said like that. That the korban can be brought on Yom Tov. So what's this new chiddush here, new lamdis? Anything that can be brought on Pesach can be brought on Shavuos and on Sukkis. You don't have to have no hekesh here. If we're talking about bringing it on the Yom Tov itself of Sukkis, So pshita yotiv you can't do. Elamai lechur, what it means to say is, even on Chol HaMoed you can't bring it. It's just like during Pesach, all 7 days of Pesach, you can't bring a carbon toida, even on Chol HaMoed, because there's chametz involved. So not because there's a malacha involved. But pashit you can't make chametz on Pesach. So all 7 days of Pesach, even during Chol HaMoed, you can't bring a carbon toida on Pesach. So Chur Abshir means to say, who are then on Sukkos also? That even on Chol HaMoed, Shal Sukkos, also you can't bring this carbon toida. That's what the Shekish is telling us. A carbon that you can't bring on Pesach, you can't bring on Sukkos, even Chol HaMoed. Chur Abshir means to say. So now the Gemara asks, how could that be? Why in the world, why can't you bring a carbon toida on Chol HaMoed Sukkos? For the Gemara Maskeb L'Rab Zeira. You're allowed to do malachis, like Rashi says. Like in Eitz and Masad, you could gather together wood. You could chop off wood on Yom Tov. If you need the wood on Yom Tov, on Chol HaMoed, you're allowed to chop down the wood even on Chol HaMoed. So in the Dorum and the Dovus, me boy, like what should be wrong with bringing a carbon neder on Chol HaMoed? It's a tzarech hayayim. You're allowed to eat from it. You're doing your mitzvah. You're bringing the korban. So about there's some tzarech involved. So how could you tell me you're not going to bring this korban on Chol HaMoed? How could you say Chol HaMoed Sukkos, you can't bring a korban toida? That's not mistab. That's not what Rav Shimon meant to say. So Amr Abaye says like this. Pihakrova kuliyam olay pligi dishori. Avad, everybody's moed attack. You're allowed to bring in the Chol HaMoed. So Rashi says, v'chol HaShimoed, avad on Chol HaMoed Sukkos, avad, you are allowed to bring a korban toida. That's not what Rav Shimon meant to say. When Rav Shimon said, I have a hekish, whatever comes on Pesach, comes on Sukkos, he meant something else. But Avad, you are allowed to bring Korban Toida on Chol HaMoed Shel Sukkos. He pligi, where's the machlekes here? Lemeke molei b'bal tacher. When are you over the lav of Baal Tacher? Baal Tacher is a lav, the Torah says, if you make a neder, or a nedova, you mechai to bring Korban Shlomin. You say in the middle of the year, Harei Alai Shlomin. I have the chiyah to bring Korban Shlomin. Now there's a time limit until how long you're allowed to bring it. After you pass a certain time limit, there's a baal tacha, there's a lav involved, you waited too long, you're over a lav. The question is, how long is it called too long? So which yom tif is called too long? That's this machlokes. Ki pligi lemekum olei baal tacha. Tanakam is sova, Tanakam holds, sholosh regolem am rachmona. Afilush like kisidron. The Tanakam holds, no matter what time of the year you made this neder to bring a korban shlomim, you're not over baal tacher until 3 yom tovim went by. Let's say you made this neder during the svira, after Pesach. So you're not over baal tacher until Shavuos goes by, until Sukkos goes by, until the next Pesach goes by. After the next Pesach, after you went through 3 yom tovim, then you're over baal tacher if you don't bring it. If you're talking right now, we have right after Sukkos, then you're not over baal tacher until Pesach goes by, until Shavuos, until Sukkos again. The Tanakam holds, you're over baal tacher if 3 regolim went by, and you still did not bring your korban, that's when you're over the slav of baal tacher. For Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Shimon says, no, kisidron in, shloi kisidron loi. He holds, not only 3 yom tovim, but it has to pass by mamish kisidron. It has to be Pesach, Shavuos, then a Sukkos. So, Lamashal, let's say you first make your neder or nedova to bring a korban shlomim after Pesach, during Svira. So now, the Yom Tov Shavuos comes by, then comes by Sukkos, nothing doing, it wasn't Kisidron. Then comes by Pesach. So, according to Rabbi Shimon, you first told about Tacher a year and a half later. In other words, Shavuos goes by, Sukkos goes by, nothing doing. Then Pesach. Pesach starts the cycle. Now you have to wait for the next Shavuos, and the next Sukkos, that's when you're over about Tacher. According to Rabbi Shimon, you're only over Baal Tacher when Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkos went by Kisidron. So that's his Kiddush. That's what makes the Tekish. Of, you need them Kisidron. Just said one after another. Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkos. Tanakam, yeah, it's enough. Shimon saw the Kisidron in, Shloi Kisidron loy. Only if the Yom Tovim passed by in an order. In other words, you have to wait till Pesach goes by, then Shavuos, then Sukkos. It's not enough if you made your neder after Pesach to say, Shavuos went by, then Sukkos, then Pesach, you're over Baal Tacher. No, that's not Kisidron. You have Shavuos, Sukkos, Pesach, that's not the Seder. The Torah says the Seder, Pesach, Shavuos, Sukkos. So you're only over Baal Tacher if a Pesach passed by, then a Sukkos, a Shavuos, then a Sukkos. It has to be Kisidron, that's when you're over Baal Tacher. So he's the big maker on this front. We have Lezer Reb Shimon Oimer. What's Reb Lezer Reb Shimon saying? Maybe Yodim Tadosvei B'Chag HaSukkos. He says you're allowed to bring a korban toida on Chag HaSukkos. Now, Amos, when does Rav Lezer mean to say you're allowed to bring it on Chag HaSukkos? Eli ma b'cholosh shemoyd, if you want to tell me he meant on chol moyd only, the chura had on Tanakama? That's the Tanakama then. The Tanakama also said that on Yom Tif you're not allowed to bring a korban shlamim, but on chol moyd you are allowed to. So why does the Braisa bring down like another man the Yomah, Reb Lezer, Reb Shimon? He's not saying different than the Tanakama. Ela b'Yom Tif, Ela ma Reb Lezer, Reb Shimon, that he said, you're allowed to bring a korban toyd on Sukkis, he meant to say even b'Yom Tif. Ukesavar, he holds, Nidorim and Adavas craving b'Yom Tif. That you're allowed to bring a korban neder ashlamim on Yom Tif. So the kitzur is the machlokes tanoim. The Tanakama says ashlamim on neder and davar you're not allowed to bring on Yom Tif. Only chol amoed. Reb Lezer, Reb Shimon says yes, you are allowed to bring it on Yom Tif. So that's what the first gemara brings it down for. Just like before, we had a machlokes tanoim. If you're allowed to bring a regular shlamim on Yom Tif or not, here's another machlokes tanoim. That the Tanakama says no, you're not allowed to bring it on Yom Tif, and Reb Lezer, Reb Shimon says yes. You are allowed to bring it on Yom Tov. Now, for the Gemara, Umay Shana Chag HaSukkos Tanokit. If Reb Lezer Reb Shimon is just telling us that his sheet there is, you're allowed to bring in a dover on Yom Tov, you're allowed to bring a korban shlamim on Yom Tov, hey, since you eat from it, it's called a tzarcha Yom Tov, it's called Eichel Nefesh, you're allowed to bring it, so why do you pick Sukkos? Let him stand and say, Nadorim and Adov is craving the Yom Tov. What's the difference? Why did Dafka say it's brought on Sukkos? What's the mile of Chag HaSukkos? Gemara says it's very good now, like we just got finished saying before, that the two man diyorim before are mechulik in the loch of Baal Tacher. So Reb Lezer Shimon is also saying another sheet in Baal Tacher. Then he holds, the Gemara says, Reb Lezer Shimon Latayim, it goes according to his own svara. The Tanya will learn like this, Reb Shimon Oimer, Lo Yoimer Chag HaSukkos, Torah didn't have to say Chag HaSukkos, Sheboy HaKosim Medaber, has in the Pash of Chag HaSukkos, Torah Chazova, Chag HaMasa, Chag HaShuas, Chag HaSukkos. It didn't have to say Chag HaSukkos. We're talking about Chag HaSukkos. Loma Nemer. Why does the Torah repeat in that parasha again Chag HaSukkos? Loma to teach us Shezeh Achron. That's the last Yom Tov of Baal Tacher. Zeh Achron. Rashi says Shezeh Achron. That means Divinin Kisidron. He also holds you have to have Kisidron. In other words, you're only over Baal Tacher if it passed by a Pesach, a Shavuos, then a Sukkos. He also needs Kisidron. Rashi says Lo Yom Chag HaSukkos. Kishehechzer akosiv lehaskiron l'sholosh regolim l'bal tachron. Torah talks about bal tachar. It says gimel the gimel regolim l'hoyitzarach l'kosiv v'chag asukis. Didn't have to say again the v'chag asukis. Kivun shakosiv sholosh pamim bashana. It says maybe three times a year. Oksiv v'chag amas v'chag ashuas. To melo yadano deboy hoyo akosiv medaber. Shem pasha sukis who also goboy nichtav kosiv zeh. It's talking about the pasha sukis. So why did the Torah have to repeat itself and say again no v'chag asukis? The teachers of Zeachron, the Vino Kisidron, that you only over Baal Tacher of the three regolim, go Kisidron. A Pesach goes by, a Shavuos goes by, then a Sukkos goes by. That's what Reb Shimon says, like we learned before. That was Reb Shimon Chita, he needs Kisidron. But Reb Lezer, Reb Shimon Oimer, Reb Lezer says, Loima Shezeh Gurim. He has a new Shita, that the Ika Yomtev of Baal Tacher is totally in Sukkos, period, that's all. If you made your neder to bring a korban shlamim 2 days before Sukkos, and now Sukkos goes by, you're over Baal Tacher. The Ika Yom Tov was told in Baal Tacher is a Sukkos. If you made the neder right after Sukkos, you have time till next year Sukkos to be over Baal Tacher. Now, as the Ika Yom Tov is when Sukkos passes by, that's the Yom Tov you have the chiyuv to bring all your korbanos. So Rashi says, "Zegorim es Baal Tacher shafilu nod b'fnei achag." If you made your neder and a dover right before Sukkot to say, I'm the kabbal upon myself to bring a korban shlamim, you should know, kiva and shover all of Chag HaSukkos, as soon as the whole Yom Tov Sukkos went by, the 8 days of Sukkos, over. Right away you're over Baal Tacher. So that's the blessing of Shimon Shita, that the Ika Yom Tov to be over is Sukkos. So he also knows, let's say you made your neder right after Sukkos, then you're not over Baal Tacher, you have a whole year to bring it. You're only over after the next Sukkos. In other words, after you made your neder, now when Sukkos, that's the deadline. Havad is the mitzvah's reason, bring it right away, bring your korban right away. But when you're over this lav of Baal Tacher, the Torah says, don't leave your korban over. According to Reb Shimon, the Torah was makpan in Chag HaSukkos. That's the Yom Tov when you're over this lav. So that's where Reb Shimon also said this halacha. That's what he said, you can bring a Torah on Sukkos, he meant to tell us two kedushim. One chiddush Reb Lezer holds that you're allowed to bring Nedarim and Adavos on Yom Tov. Since it's an Eichel Nefesh, you can eat it, you're allowed to bring it on Yom Tov. That's one Chiddush. And why does he pick Chag HaSukkos? The teacher's another Chiddush. That his sheet there is, the Halacha of Baal Tacher is totally in Chag HaSukkos. when Sukkot goes by and you do not bring your kavanas that you had a chiyuv to, you're neder in a dover, that's when you're over Baal Tachar. But without Sukkot, you will not be over Baal Tachar.